This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 431 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. May corn, 438, up 2. July corn, 444, up 2 1/2. March soybeans were 1287 and three quarters, up 3. May soybeans, 1271, up 1. July soybeans, 1256 and a half, down 1 1/4. March wheat was 563 and a half, down 1 3/4. May wheat, 569 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. July wheat, 575 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, and I'm Bob Reese with Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Export added firmness to corn and soybeans, but lack of demand depressed wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 414 to 430. Soybean bids were 3 to 3 cents higher at 1250 to 1280. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 404 to 429, and soybeans were also mixed at 1277 to 1303. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents higher at 418 to 430. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at 1295 to 1315. Wheat bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 545 to 592. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were mixed at 1294 to 1308. Basis were 2 to 5 cents lower at 6 to 20 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 465.90 to 475.90 a ton, which is $5.20 higher, with the basis steady at 35 to 40 over the March. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Soybean Bids were 2 cents higher at 432 to 440, with the basis steady to at option to 8 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents higher at 422 to 435. Basis was 3 to 5 cents higher at 10 under to 3 over the March. Soybeans ended 1 cent lower at 1284 to 1294, with the basis 4 cents lower at 4 under to 6 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 2 cents lower at 550 to 559, with the basis steady at 16 to 25 under the March. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 413 to 423. And soybeans from 1052 to 1077. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 413 to 428, and soybeans 1064 to 1090. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 408 to 432, and soybeans were 1067 to 1095. Wheat ranged from 535 to 561. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 143.15, down 25 cents. April live cattle, 140.55, up 45 cents. June live cattle, 132.05, down 7 cents. January feeder cattle were 170.97, up 27 cents. March feeder cattle, 168.80, down 7 cents. April feeder cattle, 169.40, down 7 cents. February lean hogs were 85.57, down 80 cents. April lean hogs, 94.30, up 27 cents. May lean hogs, 100.85, up 30 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 65 cents lower, in the range of 77.14 to 78.09, with a weighted average carcass price of 77.27. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 42 to 49, 4 to 5 weights 44 to 54, 5 to 550 weights 50 to 55, and 550 and up 51 to 56. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $50 to $56. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled $7,515. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 274 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $89.77, and that was $1.66 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $238.04, and that was 78 cents higher, with select carcasses at $237.06, and that was 81 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000 compared to 117,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 406,000, which compared to 378,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. Now from the Hamilton Hay Auction, they had receipts of 2,201 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, 680 to 790. Good quality small squares, 425 to 550. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality large squares, $51. Large rounds, 47. Orchard grass, good quality large squares, $46 a bale. And Eastern gamma grass, good quality small squares, 410 to 460. Reed's canary grass, fair quality large rounds, $26 a bale. And mixed grass, good quality small squares, 3 to 440 a bale. Wheat straw was 270 to 310 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January and February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.32. January and February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.23. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.99. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.97. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.63. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.32. Corn at Scottville is $4.23. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.99. And wheat at Scottville is $5.63. Hamilton's hay auction took place as usual this past Saturday. Mike Hamilton said it was a successful weekend.
Well, Angela, we had a lot of hay, and we had a good amount of buyers. I think people are starting to get into their inventory and wanting to replenish it with this cold weather. But we had some alfalfa, straight alfalfa from 425 to some really nice alfalfa up to 790, and the $7.90 hay is really hard to come by. Grass alfalfa was from 3 to 380. We had grass hay and small squares from $3 to 460, and our straw was at 250 to 310. Most of it was $3.03 a bale. Round bales, alfalfa was from 31 to 47. Alfalfa grass was from 25 to 27. Grass hay, which we had a lot of in round bales, was from 19 up to $30 a bale, and we had some clover at $20 a bale. We had some corn stalks at $9. We had corn stalks at $20 a bale, and we had round bales of straw from $17.50 up to $25. In the 3x3s, the alfalfa was at $51. We had some alfalfa grass at $36. We had some just straight grass from $35 to $36 a bale. We had a few orchard grass bales at $46, and we had a load of millet at $21 a bale.
Sounds like it was a really good sale this past weekend.
Yeah, I believe, if my calculations are right, we had somewhere around 2,150 total bales. So we had quite an offering.
Sounds busy. Well, do you already know a little bit of what's going to be going on next weekend?
Yeah, so far we had a fellow start hauling round bales yesterday. We got some alfalfa and we got some grass round bales. Should end up with a couple loads of 3x3s, and I'm estimating somewhere 1,500 to 2,000 small squares.
All right. Well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. USDA reports related to crops come under scrutiny every month. The accuracy is always questioned. The chief economist at USDA wanted to know if there was any good reason not to trust the numbers. Todd Gleason reports he tasked ag economists in the state of Illinois with digging through them for the truth.
An ag economist from Southern Illinois University and two from the University of Illinois released a study on the accuracy of USDA commodity numbers. The trio produced the report at the request of USDA chief economist Joseph Glauber. They looked at reports on corn, soybeans, and wheat from the World Agricultural Outlook Board and NAS, the National Agricultural Statistics Service. NAS releases monthly estimates of the size of the crops during parts of the growing season. It's called the Crop Production Report, and U of I Ag economist Scott Irwin says the estimates, well, they're pretty good.
We found some evidence that the NAS survey-based yield estimates for soybeans might have a creeping tendency towards a conservative bias early in the season, but that's fairly recent, and kind of you could quibble about whether that's really substantially biased or not. But overall, the yield forecasts come out looking quite good based on our analysis.
On the other hand, there seems to be something, if not inaccurate, at least not transparent enough for the market participants to get a handle on the quarterly grain stocks reports. Those two are produced by USDA NAS. The perception and the reality don't track together very well. Irwin says the change came in the middle of the last decade.
Something definitely happened after 2006, in the sense that if you look at the gap between what the marketplace was expecting before corn stocks estimates, before and after 2006, it is a very clearly something happened. The volatility of that difference is about twice as big after 2006 as compared to before.
This is especially true for the grain stocks report gathered by USDA December the 1st and reported in January. When the sampling error for that report approaches the wide end of the range, meaning it is within the range of the report but either far above or below the actual figure, it triggers volatility in each of the following three reports.
As you go through the year, if you just happen to get a year where the sampling error in that January number was unusually large, that can make it very hard to anticipate stock numbers the rest of the year.
That's for corn, and what I'll refer to as the range error doesn't ever really get fixed. However, if that same range error happens in a grain stocks report for soybeans, it does get fixed.
So the process works like this in soybeans. The USDA produces their January estimate of production, that's a quote-unquote final, in the middle of a marketing year. And then you know what the stocks were at the beginning of the year, that's total supply. And then you get to the end of the marketing year, and you have these other reports that allow you to say, okay, we used this much. And so you can, and then we also get a stocks report at the end of the marketing year on September 1st. And so you can take the beginning stocks plus production minus the use numbers from those reports and determine what the final stocks number should be.
The problem for corn is that USDA does not collect enough usage data to correct a bad figure from earlier in the year. The missing data is how much corn did the livestock sector feed. It has not been collected because there were too many producers in the past to make it a feasible task. Well, that's changed, and the ag economists from the state of Illinois have recommended USDA consider developing a livestock feeding report. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.